Ride this train to any county fair in this land. Now here's a hard-working, happy people. Ms. Jones baked the finest pie for the contest this year, and Mr. Brown's got the biggest, fattest old sow you ever saw. And all the kids are eating popcorn and cotton candy. This is Chester, South Carolina. And that year at the fair, my papa brought us all down in a wagon. And on the way down, we picked up another family that lived up the creek. I was just a little boy, but I remember I kept asking papa, "How much farther is it? How much farther is it?" We had a young heifer tied to the wagon that papa just knew was going to take first prize. I didn't have no doubt about that heifer winning first prize, but the main thing I was interested in was something else papa had under his seat at the front of the wagon. And that was an old dobro that I thought papa played like nobody else in the world. I guess by real musical standards, papa didn't know too much about music, but I'll tell you, that night at the fair, when he played in the dance band, I just had to stay awake and sit up there and listen to papa play the dobro. My papa was a hobo when they delivered me. We didn't have a doctor 'cause he couldn't pay the fee. But when the going got too bad to ease his misery, papa played the dobro this way, and he'd go. When company would come around, he kept the dobro hid. He knew he couldn't play the way the other players did. Why, the guitar's resonator was a gallon bucket lid. But papa played the dobro this way, and he'd go ting, ting, ting. Well, now that papa's gone away, it's hanging by the flue. The top of it's busted and the strings are rusted too. It won't ever sound the way that it did when it was new. When papa played the dobro this way, and he'd go